Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Berg Vivant. We are here. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and we're here with Lonnie the Theater Lady, right?
Last time I checked.
Okay. And we are here to talk about South Side Stories by Tammy Dixon. I so wanted to say South Side Stories.
Well, it did take place in the South Side.
South Side. Yes, it did. It is a one-woman show, which I have to say, I generally do not normally like one-person shows.
You always say that.
I always say that. Yeah, I do always say that.
You do. So let's not say that anymore. It's understood. Everybody knows you do not normally like one-person shows. Yeah. However, this show was a little bit different, I think, because it was actually written from true stories of people in the South Side. And Tammy Dixon was awarded a fellowship to do this. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I am aware of that. Tammy Dixon
and
spent...
Go ahead.
Years.
Started in 2009. Wow. Getting the story. She interviewed and got over 100 stories from people in the South Side. Mm-hmm. And she did it in different ways. One of the most interesting, I thought, was she had what she called a story cart. Were you aware of that? It was a shopping cart filled with chairs, a couple chairs, one for her and one for the person telling the story. Oh. And a big sign that said, "Tell me your story."
Oh, the big, yes, the "Tell me your story" sign. Yes.
She camped out on Carson Street and in front of several different venues there and taped these stories that people had to tell her.
So she is the writer and performer, Tammy Dixon.
Right.
In this show. Yes, I did know that. And yeah, long time developing it. What people should know, I think, about the story is it does focus on the demise of J&L Steel, which was a huge business factory in the South Side. And when it went defunct, it affected the lives of everyone there. It really is a focus. One of the things about the show, if I'm going to pick apart things about the show.
Which you will,
which
of course.
I will, of course.
Because that's what you like to do.
That's what I do. My favorite scenes, though, were things that didn't have to do with J&L Steel, which I felt bad about, because the story, the through line is really about the demise of the industry and about how life is changing. We're even seeing it through the character of Tammy. She plays several different characters.
Over 2 dozen characters.
2 dozen?
Over 2 dozen. I think it's either 24 or 26. Things I read about it, I know. At one time, she was 4 characters at once.
Oh my God, that was my favorite part.
I know, you like that one.
That was my favorite part. Spoilers.
No, I don't think that's a spoiler.
Yeah, I know. Two of my favorite scenes, of course, one of them deals with the chair. Everybody here in Pittsburgh knows about
the parking chair.
The parking chair. Setting a folding chair out after you've shoveled your space or just because, hey, it's your space.
It's in front of your house.
It's in front of your house. So the folding chair, big part. But there was a great scene And I can say scene, even though we're just looking at Tammy the whole time. But it was a great scene with Tammy portraying several different characters at making pierogies in a church basement. Right.
Which I've actually been to that church, bought their pierogies.
They have good
pierogies. And they're wonderful. Oh, yes.
Cheers to that, sweetie.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
And she went and talked to the ladies and got their stories, which we again heard.
Yeah.
My favorite scene was the scene where she did the rap song about people come to Southside to get the party on.
Oh, right. That's
and
true.
She named just about every night spot and every bar. And
hundreds of
and
bars
did it in a really humorous way.
In there that is, song. There's probably yeah. as many names of bars in that song as characters that she played.
Or more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just was so rapid fire and so funny.
Yeah.
But this was a tremendous undertaking. As you mentioned, she started in 2009, and it was first produced in the fall of 2012.
Yes.
So she got these stories, some of which were taped, some of which were written.
Nope.
And she had to compile them, choose the ones she wanted to use, get them compiled, write, rewrite, write again. And she didn't want it to be a series of monologues. She wanted it to be somehow connected, which is what happened with the brick wall behind. I loved the projections.
Oh, yeah.
There's
a nice...
Yeah, they tie it in, and it gave you a little hint of what was to come and what just finished, and they projected images on the wall.
Right.
Some of which were moving.
Almost like a
which
cartoon in a bit.
Sort of, but...
Sort of shadow puppetry.
Yeah, but not really animated, but it helped yeah. really to tie things together. And she yes. said as she wrote this, that was the most difficult thing to do, is figure out a way to tie
the
these stories together in a way that made sense, that didn't feel disjointed. And I thought she did a really good job with
worked.
That.
Yes,
yeah,
I
think it did too.
She's very talented. I don't know if you mm-hmm. guys know Tammy from the Bricolage, which is a wonderful venue down on Liberty Avenue. They do that whole Midnight Radio series. I've seen some great plays down there. Night Trap's play. It's most,
you're losing
the grandfather clock just went off.
That's
hoping.
Okay,
we'll
Grandpa.
Just edit over this part out. Let's just skip over this part. Anyway, no, Tammy from Bricolage, a lot of great things down there. But yeah, no, very, very talented. Very, it's really fun. It's very Pittsburgh.
Very Pittsburgh.
And I want to say, I would have liked to know about the J&L Steel thing going in before the show, just because I kept waiting for other things about the South Side that I didn't get, you know? And
don't forget, part of what the fellowship was the changes in the South Side after J&L closed. And the other part is...
Right. You have to do all that. You have to do all that reading before you see it.
And she also, though, had to take the stories that she was told.
Oh, that's true.
And
she inhabits those characters so... effortlessly. It's like, once again, one of our favorite things, and we've said this about other actors that we have admired, Dana Griffith, for example, about how they just a head turn and or a flip of a movement and they have become someone completely else.
And
completely
that,
different.
And she was able to do that. Some of the characters that she did, you only saw one time.
Right.
You know, the audience only saw, but other right. characters you saw come back again and again.
Right.
And I began to recognize who they were before she even really started to speak.
Oh.
The other characters.
Oh, that's.
Did you, especially the lady from Florida?
Oh,
I could recognize her each time she came back.
She came back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you missed her.
I remember she was there one time. I didn't know she came back.
She did. She did.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was the lady that heard the scream that kept
coming
back.
Oh, that's
the
woman
that came
back.
And
the
lady
that
saw the
Tammy,
deer.
Wasn't that Tammy? Wasn't that Tammy that lady?
I didn't think it was. I didn't think she was in there at all. I don't know. I didn't think Tammy was in there. I thought it was other people's stories, but I could be wrong.
Well, she does a great job being in there, being other people then.
And I thought the really interesting part was that she's from Cleveland, the Cleveland
yes.
area, And she had that Pittsburgh accent down, that South Side accent perfectly.
You know, I can't even do it. I've lived here my whole life and I can't do it. I mean, there are certain words I say, but I can't.
You can't do that Pittsburgh accent in that?
It sounds fake. You kind of have to
talk through your nose in that.
Oh, that's true. You do sort of have to.
Dungeons get it.
Dungeons. See?
But she had a voice coach. Sheila McKenna was her voice coach.
Sheila McKenna. Oh, okay. Terrific.
And I think that certainly helped her with a Pittsburgh accent. But one of the things that you... Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
One of the things you brought up the other night that I thought was kind of funny was you were saying after we saw the show, you said that some of the characters reminded you so much of people that you know.
Oh, yeah. I've been in D's. I've been in some of these bars.
And you said you
could... Smiling Moose D's. I've hung out. And they are real people. And God bless Tammy Dixon because she likes them a lot better than I did.
Well, that's what I thought was so funny. You said I knew somebody that reminded me of that. Now it's just like this person and I never liked them.
Yeah. There's that rough and tumble Pittsburgh guy that doesn't seem to like anything new. Mm-hmm. The Fern Bar guy.
How they were making fun of Mario's.
Yes, which deserves.
And the yuppies coming in and changing in the South Side. It was funny.
Yeah, coming but, on the shady side.
When I read about her doing this, 70% of the words in that play were verbatim of how she took them down from the story. So there's very little embellishment or change. This was how these things were reported to her. And she said that she had to memorize over 12,000 words in this play.
Cheers to that, sweetie.
I know. And how it went, I didn't see a stutter, stop, a break. And it was rapid fire, too. No time for thinking. It was all boom, 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 boom. It's a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, and that was the night we went at the night after opening night.
Right.
It opened Wednesday.
And we were there Thursday.
Yes. She has it. She's got it dead on. She's very talented. If you get a chance, you should see South Side Stories on the South Side. Listen, I'm saying it. I don't want to say South Side.
Say it. South Side Stories. Down at theater on the South Side.
On the theater. Yeah.
City Theater now. City Theater down in the South Side.
Down there. Down there.
Go down there.
Down there. That's it. Okay, I got it.
Don't come up here. Go down there.
Unions, go down there and see that show, Nat. You're going to really like that show.
Oh, and the only thing I think we didn't mention is that it was directed by Matt Murrow.
Matt Murrow, who we loved in Charles Ives.
He directed that also.
Yes, exactly. Directed a great, yes. So,
we've seen his work twice recently and been real pleased.
Very pleased with
the
Matt,
results
Matt
and
Morrow.
What he's done. We
hope
like him.
Hope to see more Morrow tomorrow.
Me too. Cheers.
Cheers.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.